Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thought Jaden threw a great week of practice. He was full Thursday, full today. He's been cleared to play, and he will start Sunday. See how I buried the lead right there, John? You like that? Yeah, I was just trying to go so long and wait it out.
You know, that Dan Quinn guy is a pretty funny guy. He's a pretty funny guy. Messing with my guy, Cakesy. Old John Kime. Yeah, I was listening to that live on the way in, on the Kevin Sheehan show. And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for DQ to, like, make it official. And it's not, like... And he was kind of talking in circles a little bit. And I was like, well, maybe I didn't hear it right or whatever. I was driving in traffic through the snow and whatever. And then he's like, what he just said there, the clip that you just heard, about burying the lead intentionally to be a funny guy.
Yeah, he mentioned like Sam Cosmi. What's the safety's name? Reeves? Was it Reeves?
Yeah, well, because he was talking about the captains.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Naming the captains are very, very, very important to Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Sam Cosmi this week, who, by the way, was, I think, the highest graded PFF offensive lineman of the week. My guy, Sam Cosmi. I can call him my guy because we're friends and we're best buddies. And he helps, he and his wife, Blair, help. Best buddies, tremendously. And he wore best buddies cleats for My Cause, My Cleats last Sunday. And I can't thank him enough. Sam Cosmi had his best game of the year since his return, and I think was the number one offensive lineman graded by PFF around the NFL last year. So he'll be a captain. You mentioned, I think Revo will be a captain, and somebody else, whatever the deal is. Dan Quinn always shines the light on those guys in the Friday press conference, but he was kind of playing around a little bit. You could tell DQ is a little, even though they haven't won, you could tell DQ's got a little more pep in his step this week. You could tell that he's got a little bit more bounce to him. He's like, man, I'm calling some pretty good defense. I got my baby back. I kicked Joe Witt upstairs, got rid of him. I'm teasing about that. That's not what he's saying. I'm teasing about that. He's like, the Capitals are red hot. The Wizards' defense still stinks. But we are back, baby. We are no longer lost. We may have lost, but we are no longer lost. Put that on a t-shirt, Linnell. And steal that. Mm-mm. Dan Quinn's got a little more pep in his step. He's messing with Cakes, John Kime, who's always fun to kind of tease and razz a little bit. Had a nice glass of wine in Madrid with Cakes. Always fun. Always good conversation. And then Dan Quinn got to the business at hand, and he announced that Jaden Daniels is going to be the starting quarterback officially for the Minnesota Vikings game on Sunday for the Washington Commanders. And to that, first of all, I say good afternoon, welcome aboard, all of that stuff. Hope you're out there safe in the snow. Hope you're not driving like a maniac. Many of you still are, but I saw a little bit more conservatism today. So that was kind of good to see. It's warming up a little bit, so that should help kind of reduce some of the problems. But just be careful out there. No reason to drive like a maniac, like many of you do. But it was a relatively easy commute in. Took about an hour and 5 minutes or so. And I even made a stop. I even made actually two stops. I had to get my Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which they made wrong. And had to get something for lunch because I forgot that I had packed lunch. Yeah. So while doing all that, we heard the official news that most of us kind of expected, especially when Jaden Daniels practiced in full yesterday, and we found out literally right as the show ended that he practiced in full. And then I believe it was Schefter, maybe it was Rappaport, I can't remember, said certainly the indication would be that Jaden Daniels would play on Sunday. And so you kind of went to bed last night or kind of went to dinner last night or whatever you do Thursday night football, and you thought, well, Jaden Daniels is going to play. But until the head coach announces it, until the team announces it, you don't ever know if there's maybe a setback or a change, or maybe that's preliminary. Maybe that's jumping the gun. Maybe that's a little bit before the conclusion. But ultimately, it wasn't. You heard Dan Quinn there last hour, as you heard on Kevin's show right here on the Team 980, announce that Jaden Daniels is officially back. Now, that being said, it doesn't guarantee a win. It doesn't guarantee him playing well. It doesn't guarantee anything, nothing at all. But what it does is constantly reinforce those of us that have been living on the right side of the aisle, on the right side of the fence, that playing football games and practicing football is uber important.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is uber important. And that includes playing late in a Seattle game in which you're down 38-7. And it certainly includes, as Dan Quinn basically said, not in that cut that you just heard, hey man, we still have five games left. That's a third of our season, or almost a third of our season. A little under a third of our season. It's like 30% of the season. And he's right. Jaden Daniels needs to play. Not to give us entertainment. Not to make us watch the game if you were half in, half out. Not to make us feel any sort of way in the media or fans. Jaden Daniels needs to play for Jaden Daniels and his development. Jaden Daniels needs to play for the Washington Commanders because he's the starting quarterback and he's the future and he's the hope and he is what this franchise hopes to be. Super talented, hardworking, responsible, mature, dedicated, hopefully better. We'll touch on that as we go along. He's got to be better. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. This is not just, whatever Jaden does is fine. Let him run around like a human joystick and let him run the ball 18 times. No, 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 no. That's not what this is about. And it never will be about that. This is about Jaden Daniels once again establishing that he's a football player and that he's the leader of the offense, if not the team. And he needs to play just like the rest of his teammates need to play. The NFL says you need to play these games. You need to play these games. And oh, by the way, they're not even mathematically eliminated yet. I mean, obviously, they're realistically eliminated. And they probably will be eliminated with either a loss or a tie at Minnesota, or I think it's a win or a tie by Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. But still, it doesn't matter. He needs to play. And he needs to practice, which he's been doing for the last 2 weeks, even if he wasn't going to play. But you know there's a difference. There's a difference between practicing as the starting quarterback and practicing as the backup quarterback or somebody that realistically doesn't have a chance to play. I'm not there. We're not allowed to see the full practices. I guarantee you, if you saw the eye in the sky tape, Jaden Daniels took more one-team reps this week, more one-team practice, did more physically, was more the leader, the captain, the starter, the everything, the asserter in practice this week than he was last week. They knew he wasn't going to play last week. Right? But they targeted in their mind that he would play this week. And a bunch of us, including me, earlier in the week, said, well, we don't know if he's going to play, right? They have Mariota addressing the media on Wednesday. That's not a great sign for him to play. He hasn't been fully cleared for contact yet. That's not a great sign. But they still could do that. So we had that. So a lot of us were leaning towards, well, maybe they're going to be conservative again, which doesn't make us wrong. Doesn't make us wrong. We didn't know. We were guessing or we were asking the question. But clearly what they saw yesterday in a full practice and what they saw today in a full short Friday practice, along with all of the other testing and all of the other physical therapy and rehab and everything else that Jaden's about, what they saw was good enough. I have to trust them. Who am I to say they're crazy for putting him out there? He could get injured again. I know he could get injured again. You know he could get injured again. And it doesn't have to be the elbow. It could be a concussion. It could be an ankle. It could be a foot. It could be a knee, unfortunately. It could be a hamstring. It could be a quad again. I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be another broken rib. We have no idea. You cannot, let me repeat, not put him in bubble wrap. If he's healthy and ready to go and cleared by the doctors and cleared by the football staff, to do both, to do and play in a football game in which he can absolutely be hit and tackled and dragged to the ground. Now, it may turn out that they are wrong and he gets injured again. And on Monday, actually on Sunday afternoon and evening and Monday morning and Monday on this show, you guys are going to bitch and moan and scream and whine and cry about Jaden not being ready, about them rushing him back, about no need to play, no need to practice. He's fully developed. Nothing can be gained. You guys are going to say all of that if he gets injured again. And you're all wrong. You're all wrong. You're all wrong. You're all wrong. When the Commanders brought back Terry McLaurin, even though McLaurin said he wasn't 100% on that Monday night against Kansas City, and remember he played the first half, and he had that tippy-toe touchdown, and then he makes the great sprawling catch along the sideline, very similar to the play he got hurt on against Las Vegas. You guys said, well, they rushed him back. He wasn't ready. See? Guys, it happens. Injuries are going to happen. Even repeat injuries are going to happen. There's a difference between Jaden Daniels coming back on December 7th when he hasn't played since November 2nd, granted there was a bye week in between there, there's a difference between that and bringing somebody back the next week. Trust me, I call this team out when there are problems. I didn't love at all how they handled the Noah Brown situation. I didn't like how they handled the Dorrance Armstrong injury. Maybe there was one other that I didn't like. But the point being is, it's now going to be Sunday, December 7th. Jaden hasn't played since Sunday, November 2nd. If he wasn't medically cleared, whatever that process is, and then cleared by the football operations staff to be in football shape, to quarterback an NFL team against the most aggressive by blitz defense in the NFL, if he wasn't good enough, he wouldn't be cleared. So maybe he's fooling them, and they're idiots, all of them. Maybe he's totally suckering them. If you want to play that conspiracy theory, go right ahead. I don't believe that's what he's doing. And let's be honest, neither do you. If you have any semblance of sensibility left that hasn't been beaten out of you, you don't believe that. You believe, like I believe, that they would not risk Jaden Daniels any more than every player and every quarterback is at risk on every snap, every game, every day, practice, workout, every day of their lives. We're all at risk. We're all at risk to never come home again, to slip and break our ankle, to hurt our elbow, to do too much, to get blindsided. We're all at risk. You can only minimize risk so much. And whoever makes ultimately the decision, I don't know if it's Dr. Annunziata, I don't know if it's Dr. Casolaro, I don't know who exactly makes the final decision, I'm not sure. And neither do you, and it's not really that important. But whoever it is makes the final decision medically based on being an expert, something you and I are not. And then whoever makes the football decision, whether it's Adam Peters or Dan Quinn or Cliff Kingsbury or likely in consult with each other, whoever makes that final decision on the football side is much more of an expert than you or me. And if you think, just for poops and giggles on a Sunday afternoon in early December in a game that really doesn't mean much for either team, that they're going to run Jaden Daniels out there just because they want you to get excited and up in a lather, doesn't work that way, guys. It doesn't work that way. He's cleared. He's good to go. He could get injured again. Approach the game that way. Be smart. Don't call quarterback powers, quarterback draws. Eliminate some of the read option. And let's go. It's time to strap on your big boy pants and play football. And that's what Jaden Daniels is going to do. Not for us. Not for me. Not for the television audience. Not for stupid gamblers. Not for dumb fantasy football players, for himself, for his teammates, for the coaches, for the Washington Commanders. On the team, 980, the Odyssey app, and for Grant Paulson's ever-loving pleasure, live as well on iHeartRadio, and tune in, away we go, on a Friday in the DMV, Jaden is back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.